The way the Toltecs first started on the path of knowledge was by eating power plants, he replied. Whether prompted by curiosity or hunger or error, they ate them. Once the power plants had produced their effects on them, it was only a matter of time before some of them began to analyze their experiences. In my opinion, the first men on the path of knowledge were very daring, but very mistaken. Isn't all this a conjecture on your part, Don Juan? No, this is no conjecture of mine. I am a seer, and when I focus my seeing on that time, I know everything that took place. Can you see the details of things of the past? I asked. Seeing is a peculiar feeling of knowing, he replied, of knowing something without a shadow of doubt. In this case, I know what those men did, not only because of my seeing, but because we are so closely bound together. Don Juan explained then that his use of the term Toltec did not correspond to what I understood it to mean. To me, it meant a culture, the Toltec Empire. To him, the term Toltec meant man of knowledge. He said that in the time he was referring to, centuries or perhaps even millennia before the Spanish conquest, all such men of knowledge lived within a vast geographical area, north and south of the Valley of Mexico, and were employed in specific lines of work: curing, bewitching, storytelling, dancing, being an oracle, preparing food and drink. Those lines of work fostered specific wisdom, wisdom that distinguished them from average men. These Toltecs, moreover, were also people who fitted into the structure of everyday life very much as doctors, artists, teachers, priests, and merchants in our own time do. They practiced their professions under the strict control of organized brotherhoods and became proficient and influential to such an extent that they even dominated groups of people who lived outside the Toltec's geographical regions. Don Juan said that after some of these men had finally learned to see, after centuries of dealing with power plants, the most enterprising of them then began to teach other men of knowledge how to see, and that was the beginning of their end. As time passed, the number of seers increased, but their obsession with what they saw, which filled them with reverence and fear, became so intense that they ceased to be men of knowledge. They became extraordinarily proficient in seeing and could exert great control over the strange worlds they were witnessing, but it was to no avail. Seeing had undermined their strength and forced them to be obsessed with what they saw. There were seers, however, who escaped that fate, Don Juan continued. Great men who, in spite of their seeing, never ceased to be men of knowledge. Some of them endeavored to use seeing positively and to teach it to their fellow men. I'm convinced that under their direction, the populations of entire cities went into other worlds and never came back. But the seers who could only see were fiascos. And when the land where they lived was invaded by a conquering people, they were as defenseless as everyone else. Those conquerors, he went on, took over the Toltec world. They appropriated everything, but they never learned to see. Why do you think they never learned to see? I asked. Because they copied the procedures of the Toltec seers without having the Toltec's inner knowledge. To this day, there are scores of sorcerers all over Mexico, descendants of those conquerors, who follow the Toltec ways but don't know what they're doing or what they're talking about, because they're not seers. Who were those conquerors, Don Juan? Other Indians, he said. When the Spaniards came, the old seers had been gone for centuries. But there was a new breed of seers who were starting to secure their place in a new cycle. What do you mean, a new breed of seers? After the world of the first Toltecs was destroyed, the surviving seers retreated and began a serious examination of their practices. The first thing they did was to establish stalking, dreaming, and intent as the key procedures, and to de-emphasize the use of power plants. Perhaps that gives us a hint as to what really happened to them with power plants. The new cycle was just beginning to take hold when the Spanish conquerors swept the land. Fortunately, by that time, the new seers were thoroughly prepared to face that danger. They were already consummate practitioners of the art of stalking. Don Juan said that the subsequent centuries of subjugation provided for these new seers the ideal circumstances in which to perfect their skills. Oddly enough, it was the extreme rigor and coercion of that period that gave them the impetus to refine their new principles. And owing to the fact that they never divulged their activities, they were left alone to map their findings. "Were there a great many new seers during the conquest?" I asked. "At the beginning, there were. Near the end, there were only a handful. The rest had been exterminated." "What about in our day, Don Juan?" I asked. "There are a few. They are scattered all over, you understand." "Do you know them?" I asked. "Such a simple question is the hardest one to answer," he replied. "There are some we know very well, but they are not exactly like us, because they have concentrated on other specific aspects of knowledge, such as dancing, curing, bewitching, talking, instead of what the new seers recommend, stalking, dreaming, and intent. Those who are exactly like us would not cross our path. The seers who lived during the conquest set it up that way, so as to avoid being exterminated in the confrontation with the Spaniards. Each of those seers founded a lineage, and not all of them had descendants, so the lines are few." "Do you know any who are exactly like us?" I asked.
"A few," he replied laconically.
I asked him then to give me all the information he could, for I was vitally interested in the topic. To me, it was of crucial importance to know names and addresses for purposes of validation and corroboration. Don Juan did not seem inclined to oblige me.
"The new seers went through that bit of corroboration," he said. "Half of them left their bones in the corroborating room. So now they are solitary birds. Let's leave it that way. All we